19 after 8. We're continuing conversations around tourism at the Tourism Leadership Conference. And joining us now is Glinton de Kock. He's the CEO of the Southern African Association for the Conference Industry. Glinton, good morning.
And thank you to you, and good morning to the listeners as well.
I was beginning to get a little bit worried about the conference industry at one point because you were the last to be able to come back under the regulations. I had friends in the industry who were phoning me saying, Stephen, I think the president's literally forgotten about us. It must have been so frustrating for you.
Stephen, it's been, both on a personal and a career level, it's been an interesting experience for myself and I think for most of us. Importantly, though, being here today, you know, is one of those sort of when you look back and say, well, we got here on two levels. One, getting the president to understand that when he spoke about gatherings, every time he spoke to us in the family meeting, that business events and conferencing is not a gathering, it's actually a business event, where we talk about not only the knowledge economy, but also specifically driving the economy of the country. You know, so whether it's mining in Durban, as a simple example, it's about making sure that trade exchange happens on the floor itself. So I agree with you. A scary period that we had gone through, but importantly, we were able to persevere and I think raise awareness of the importance of the sector as well.
Just in the last couple of weeks, maybe it's just what I've seen on my very strange radar, but there seems to be quite a lot of sudden events, you know, big things. I mean, things like this, sure, it's tourism, sure, slightly deliberate perhaps, but I mean, in other industries too, I'm seeing it.
It's about confidence. I think the important thing is, remember at the start of the year, there was still fairly a fair amount of regulations, 50% capacity for venue usage, a lot of restrictions around vaccination proof before attending these sort of events. But because we started, particularly with Meetings Africa as the starting point for the country and for Africa, gradually confidence has been built throughout the year. I mean, this morning and as we start this particular session, 566 people. So you can see in terms of attendee numbers, there is obviously a lot of confidence. Importantly to also remember is that a lot of the organizers and clients are almost like waiting. And that's why you're seeing all of these things pop up, because as we get towards the end of the year, a lot of companies, corporates and government institutions are saying, let's meet before the end of this calendar year.
So, Glinton, it's just you and I. If you ever want to tell someone a secret, now's the time. I was at a conference earlier this week and I walked through a hall, and it was a sort of hotel room where people were meeting in different rooms, right? Hotel corridor. It was like being at a party when I was back at university. People were so happy to see each other. Because work people, I mean, you know, in a way they are our family and our extended family. And suddenly they see each other. Even the rivals, you're like, hey, it's nice to see you. Like, you know, the uncle you didn't like, but you kind of still love. Are you finding a bit of that vibe?
I think as South Africans, we are social human beings. I think we love connectivity. That doesn't matter.
And you don't mean Zoom.
I don't mean Zoom. And look, they are still corporate. There's still some parts of the economy that are still meeting online. But one understands the following, that when you and I sitting across the table, we are connecting through conversation and through our body language. And importantly, we're building trust in going forward in our business discussions as well. So I think, yes, hybrid in terms of the screens will be there. That will help us to remain connected. But I think the in-person space is one that we will never move away from. Because that type of sort of engagement and experiences, you can't buy through a screen, definitely not.
Yeah. All right. Well, Glinton, talking of in person, I'm going to shake your hand.
Thanks very much
Thank
for
you.
Having me.
Nice to meet you.
You too as well.
Glinton de Kock is the CEO of the Southern African Association for the Conference Industry.